In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called Child, which was written by Sylvia Plath. Before completing your revision worksheet, have another close read through the poem Child in your Poetry Speaks textbook. And if you are working in class with your peers, have a brief discussion about what you know about the poem, any questions you may have, or what feelings the poem leaves you with. The first heading is subject matter. The poem is entitled Child, and it focuses on the speaker's wishes for her child and her inability as a mother to meet those wishes. The poet admires her child's beautiful eyes and thinks about her responsibility to fill those eyes with all sorts of playful and interesting experiences, with colour and ducks. However, the poet feels inadequate as a parent and is deeply upset that everything she hopes and wishes for her child might not come to pass. There is a deep sense of failure as a mother because of her debilitating depression. The next heading is theme. Plath, as a mother, explores her relationship with her youngest child, Nicholas, in this poem. While the poet's love shines through in the poem's opening images, her own personal struggle with depression is preventing her from meeting the needs of her son. Her troublous wringing of hands, therefore, leaves her feeling desolate and inadequate as a mother. The next heading is quote 3. Choose any 3 images that you find appealing in the poem. Write each one into your revision worksheet and then briefly say why each image appealed to you. The next heading is imagery. Plath uses some very vivid imagery in the poem. The pictures are as clear as the beautiful clear eyes of the child. The image of colour and ducks represents all the new and exciting experiences and activities which Plath, as a mother, would love to share with her child. Other nature images include references to plants such as April snowdrop and Indian pipe, which are plants with white flowers. She then uses metaphors to describe her child. He is a little stalk without wrinkle, a pure, fragile and beautiful thing. He is also compared to a pool, ready to reflect grand and classical experiences, so that as he will develop a love of music, art and literature and other features of culture. The closing images in the poem are, by contrast, very disturbing. Instead of colour and light, we see an agitated wringing of hands. The closing image of the dark ceiling could be a metaphor referring to the mother herself or to her despairing world. Alternatively, the image could deliberately describe the darkened room where she shuts herself and her child off from those wonderful experiences that they should be enjoying together. You can read more about the imagery in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is language. The language is quite beautiful in its simplicity. Colour and ducks, the zoo of the new, April snowdrops. These phrases capture something of the newness of everything for the child. They are the kind of words we might expect to read in a simple children's storybook. Apart from immersing the child in nature, Plath also thinks he should be exposed to cultural experiences as he matures. This is a time for grand and classical images to be absorbed by her growing son. Note too how the words clear and without wrinkle suggest the child's perfection, which probably only adds to Plath's sense of failure as a mother. The next heading is form. The poem is composed of 12 lines divided into 4 stanzas, each of 3 lines. This type of stanza is called a terset, so the poem is composed of 4 tersets. The lines vary in length from 9 words in line 1 to just 1 word in line 6. On the page, the poem looks very simple, and the title itself is a single-syllabled word. Interestingly, there is no end rhyme in the poem. Sadly, this is not a poem with a happy ending. The next heading is sound. The opening line has a lovely lyrical sound to it. Your clear eye is the one absolutely beautiful thing. The repeated L sound in clear, absolutely, and beautiful create a feeling of joy at the miracle of life and the innocence of the child. Other sounds are playful, such as the assonance in the line the zoo of the new, and the alliteration in line 5 with repeated P sounds, April, snowdrop, Indian pipe. These delightful sounds contrast with the heavy, earthy sounds of the phrase wringing of hands. The sound of the word troublous seems cumbersome, awkward, as if the poet sees her parenting in a similar way. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone begins as one of wonder and great hope. The mother looks over her beautiful child affectionately and aspires to fill his life with new and exciting experiences. The tone changes, however, and reality strikes when the poet uses the word not in line 10. The mood becomes despondent as she pictures herself in a darkened room, wringing her hands despairingly. It seems all hope has been lost, and tragically, there is no star. The mood is overwhelmingly sad in the poem. Most readers feel for the poet, and we get a sense of what might have been for a mother and child. If only her despair wasn't stifling her relationships and her life. It is also deeply upsetting to think of what might have been and to reflect on Platt's hopelessness in the poem just days before she took her own life. The final heading is personal response. How did you respond to this poem? What feelings did you have for the speaker? Do you think there is a lot of pressure on parents today to be the perfect mother or father? Knowing that Plath ended her own life by suicide 2 weeks after writing this poem, does it affect your response or interpretation of the poem?